speaking to us. Now, 4 weeks of football on the telly starts tonight, yes. Scotland face the host Germany in the first game of Euro 2024 tonight. It's live on RTE2 television. Coverage starts at 7, the game kicks off at 8. No Irish teams, and England are the favourites. RTE analyst and former German international Didi Hamann is in Dublin, and he's on the line now. Didi, good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon.
Before we talk about the football, the last time that Germany held a major football tournament in was in 2006, which was seen as very much a reawakening for the country. What sort of Germany is hosting the tournament this time round?
Well, I think a similar Germany. I think they welcome everybody from Europe. Obviously, 18 years ago, it was people from all over the world. I think it changed a lot of people's perception. What an open and friendly country Germany is. The Germans have got humor. They're not always grim. They're not always not in a good mood. And the same will happen now. I think I've come in from Munich this morning. The weather is picking up. It's getting a bit warmer now. So everybody's excited for the next four weeks.
Is the country behind its national team in the same way it was then? Because they have gone through some difficult times in recent years.
Yeah, well, they had a difficult time before the World Cup as well. But once the tournament starts, I think they all get behind it. And the mood is a little bit better because we had some good results in March. We beat the Netherlands, we beat France, which gave everybody a bit of hope. Quite a few new players have been picked. So we used to go back to the old players who failed one or two tournaments and we picked them again. Now that it's changed. There's a very positive mood, I'd say, in the country. Whether we're good enough, I'm not too sure, but I don't think you can compare the mood and how people feel about the national team to the last two or three tournaments. I think it's different now. It's a lot more positive.
I said England were the favourites, but in reality, this is a wide-open tournament.
I'd say so. If you look at the squads, you probably go France and England are probably a little bit ahead of everybody else. But I think from the second row, you've got Hungary, you've got Ukraine, you've got Austria. They're all very good teams. It's a new format now with 24 teams. So 16 out of 24 will go through. So you probably only need to win one game in the group stage to go through. I'd say France is probably the strongest squad, but they won a lot. So as you said, I think it's wide open and we could be in for a few surprises.
If the weather keeps up like this, you might end up with much bigger audiences on RT than you had expected. Who are you expecting to win?
I do like Portugal, I've got to say. If you look at Portugal's team, I think they've got strength and depth. The question will be how Ronaldo will be handled. He's 39 now, so you obviously can't play every game. But Martin, as a manager, I'm sure he would have addressed it before the tournament. And if they keep the mood up in the Portuguese camp, I think they'll go deep.
Didi, thank you very much for speaking to us. Enjoy the tournament. Didi will be on air with the rest of the RT panel from 7 o'clock this evening and right throughout the tournament until the final on July the 14th on RTE2 television and on the RTE player.